15 days until the 2006 midterm elections. If, when any Democrat advocates the need for a change of course in Iraq, it is automatically labeled cutting and running, what is it called when President Bush not only abandons the very term stay the course, but also tries to claim he was never about staying the course in the first place? In the etymology of our current politics, there can be but one answer: flip-flopping. Our fifth story on the countdown, the administration's narrative of Iraq gets a rewrite as the cold, hard facts on the ground there keep spiraling out of control. Later on in this news hour, my special comment on the Republicans' narrative on terror and how the party seems willing to buy commercials in which to do the terrorists' work for them. But we begin tonight with a reminder of what is at stake in Iraq. The number of American troops there killed already reaching 87 this month, with one more week in October to go, making this the worst month there since November 2004. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld today attributing the increase in death tolls solely to the Islamic holy month of Ramadan, when violence traditionally spikes. Ramadan ending yesterday, as did apparently the president's story regarding that phrase, stay the course. The phrase, to invoke a past administration, is apparently no longer operative. With the White House on spin control in the wake of a report claiming the administration is drawing up a timetable to pressure the Iraqi government for concrete results, with the election only 2 weeks away. Mr. Bush claiming to ABC's George Stephanopoulos that he has never really been a stay the course kind of guy.
Hey, listen, we've never been stay the course, George. We have been, we will complete the mission. We will do our job and help achieve the goal, but we're constantly adjusting to tactics.
The White House seeming to make the fatal error once again of forgetting that in this case, as in so many before it, that videotape was invented by the Ampex company in 1956.
We'll stay the course in Iraq, and yet we must stay the course because the end result is in our nation's interest. And that's why we're going to stay the course in Iraq. We're there to stay the course, and we will help a free society emerge.
If we don't lose our nerve, if we stay the course, someday down the road, an American president will be working with democratically elected leaders in the broader Middle East, would have the nerve to stay the course and help them succeed.
As a matter of fact, we will win in Iraq so long as we stay the course.
We will stay the course. We will help this young Iraqi democracy succeed.
Never change or stay the course in midstream. A different tack today from White House Press Secretary Tony Snow asserting that the president had to abandon the term stay the course because none of the administration's critics understood the subtleties of what he meant.
He stopped using it.
Why did he stop using it?
Because it lent the wrong impression about what was going on. And it allowed critics to say, well, here's an administration that's just embarked upon a policy and not looking at what the situation is. When in fact, it's just the opposite. The president is determined not to leave Iraq short of victory, but he also understands that it's important to capture the dynamism of the efforts that have been ongoing to try to make Iraq more secure, and therefore, and hence, the clarification or the greater precision.
Is the president responsible for the fact people think it's stay the course since he in fact described it that way himself?
No.
Let me